Greetings and welcome to Planet Furlong. You're listening to our Science Digirati podcast with your host, Air Dr. Rilla. I'm going to talk about how to live your life in between the highs and lows, and then I'm going to give you a dowsing secret. So, without further ado, let us begin. Have you ever noticed that, aside from your mood swinging, your mental outlook on life changes from one moment to the next? You know, whether you're walking through the kitchen, the living room, or you're at work, driving in your car, your mind, your consciousness does change. Not only from one moment to the next, but from one room to the next. If you pay attention, you will notice this. What I want to talk about today is the difference between optimism and pessimism. Well, they are really just two extreme different ends of the same shaft, the same pole. So imagine a shaft, and at one end of the spectrum, it's light and optimism, and down at the other end of that shaft, it's dark and pessimistic. This is really just basically an extended range of frequencies. And what we want to do as occultists, as classical occultists, is aim for the center to achieve balance. And we do this by practicing the various meditations that I outline in my club, Vrilok.club, and in my various books, Vrilok.com/shop. So aim for the center. You will live a better life if you do. Now here's your free dowsing tip tonight. I'm going to teach you how to make a very special character sheet. Yes, you heard me right. If you love role-playing games, you've probably heard of the character sheet. And this essentially comes from Dungeons & Dragons. Hail Gary Gygax, genius that he was. And he really did make some very cool games. So go ahead and get yourself like a flashcard. And you're going to make room for about 6 attributes. And if you want to write down any skills, that's cool too. And maybe disposition or resistance levels to various things in life. We can get into that. But let's keep it simple for tonight. Write down, and we're going to simplify the words into 3 letters, sort of like an acronym, because when we fine-tune our machines or use awesome amplifiers to increase a skill or ability, you want everything to be simplified. It just works better that way, subconsciously, for whatever reason. But let's focus on what works and talk about philosophy later. So write down STR, that is for strength, followed by an underscore. Below that, write DEX, that is for dexterity, followed by an underscore. Write the letters CON, followed by an underscore, that's constitution. And then I'll explain these in a moment. Below that line, write INT, that is for intelligence, followed by an underscore. Below that, write WIS, that is for wisdom, followed by an underscore. And lastly, below that, write CHA, that is for charisma, followed by an underscore. And there you have it. Now you can leave any room at the bottom of this flashcard for skills or disposition or what have you, if you like. I recommend beginning with just the 6 simple attributes for this sort of experiment. Now the headline here is, you want to know as much about yourself as possible so that you can make any changes that you desire. Okay? So if you have the Necromancer Elite Dowsing Kit purchased from Vrilok.com/shop, Then open your hardcover dowsing charts book and have your pendulum ready that comes with the kit. Open to the intensity chart or the numeric chart. Hold your pendulum over the center of that chart and with your offhand point to the first attribute, which is going to be strength. Now strength is your physical strength and also character strength, like your personality strength. You are going to douse and ask to give a percentile reading on that attribute. So when your pendulum points that out, put your pendulum down and with a pen, write that number that your pendulum points to, write that number on the underscore adjacent to the attribute of strength. Now you're going to do the same thing for each attribute. The next one is dexterity, that's your flexibility, and the next one is constitution, that's your toughness, endurance, your ability to endure. It may not be necessarily physical toughness, it could also be your ability to endure pain or difficult times. How tough of a character are you? Below this is intelligence. This is how much you know, not necessarily how smart you are, but how much information and also ability to absorb information is in this attribute. So, I mean, you can delve into these attributes and ask various questions using the charts book to ask these questions, like to spell it out for you. Does this mean how smart I am? Does this mean how much information I currently possess? Or does it mean my ability to absorb information, and so on? You know, just as a side note, most of the mental knowledge that you have is not stored in your brain. It's stored in your mental energy field, which is part of your mind. But let's move on. The fifth attribute is wisdom. This goes without saying, I think. We'd all like to be pretty wise, but please try to just douse what the actual number is for your wisdom. And so to do that, to accomplish a real number, not what you think it is, not what you hope it is, but to douse the actual number, or the percentile in this case, for your wisdom, you need to ask the question in a manner of being indifferent. You know, ask as if like, well, I wonder, what's my wisdom? You know, and just take it, whatever the pendulum gives you, write that number down. Lastly is we have charisma. Now, charisma can be how good looking you are or how not good looking you are. Or it could mean your character, like your personality. Are you a social butterfly? Do you do well at public speaking? Or are you an absolute party pooper? Either way, your pendulum's going to give you a percentile that's going to give you a pretty good idea of what that is. Now, skills and other things could have to do with stuff like, you know, are you a good writer? Are you good at math? Do you have any clairvoyant abilities? Or have you developed your skills in visualization or, albeit, dowsing? You know, if you want to add those in, you can. And you can write down any life dispositions that you have as well. Now here what you have is a card of all your attributes, maybe a couple skills, and your disposition on life in general, summed up into a few words or a sentence. And this card gives you the ability to make changes or improvements. And now you have this and you can look at it and go, wow, that's me, right? So are there things I want to change here? But what I recommend is dowsing this a couple of times, maybe every day or every other day, until you pretty much think that you have the right numbers sitting in front of you on this flashcard. What you do after that is either run it through your radionics to make adjustments, or You can amplify this with your awesome Amplifiers video course. Taking that course is important because not only printing out amplifiers and using them, but I give you the meditation on how to actually make these patterns really work. Because I've been doing this for nearly 35 years, maybe 40 years almost. And so I have some things to tell you in that video. Fine-tune your abilities. Increase your powers with Awesome Amplifiers video course. All very cool, you know. What else can you do? Well, find out more when you get that Elite Dowsing Kit. The kit has everything you need, including pendulum. Actually, pretty damn cool pendulum. It's a Verloc pendulum. These are really neat. They're one of a kind. You know, there's a limited batch remaining of how many pendulums we have. Hardcover Dowsing Charts book and the official Psionic Necromancer paperback, one and only, from Verloc.com/shop, where witches and wizards keep the magic high. Well, thank you for joining me tonight, lords and ladies. Hopefully you learned something. And until next time, Air Doctor Command.